As live team coverage takes us to Washington, pedestrian deaths are in focus. WOKV's Candace Cole with brand new data coming from the Governor's Highway Safety Association on the dangers that are out there, not just in Florida, Candace, but across the country.
That's right. According to this new report by the Governor's Highway Safety Association, more than 7,300 people were killed by vehicles in 2023. That's a 5.4% decrease down from 2022, which saw the highest number of pedestrian fatalities in 40 years. But that number, even though it's a slight decrease, the GHSA says that figure is actually 14% over what those pre-pandemic levels look like for pedestrian deaths back in 2019. That report also says that pedestrian deaths are the fastest growing number of all traffic fatalities. And the report says an increase in the number of SUVs and pickup trucks, as well as dangerous driving habits and inadequate infrastructure like sidewalks, is to blame for the uptick in pedestrian fatalities.
And also driving at night and a lack of lighting in the area. I know the group is urging state officials to focus on what they call complete streets. What is that really designed to do?
Right. So that's really, it goes back to this new safe systems approach, which part of that looks at how to better design streets and sidewalks to mitigate a driver error as well as keeping pedestrians safe.
All right, WOKV's Candace Cole, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom.